is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
The Mideast, the tragedy in Israel, the threat of a wider war. In these last days, the president of Egypt in Cairo, al-Sisi, called a meeting of the Mediterranean Basin principals, the French, the Italians, the Greeks, and his allies around the region, the Turks. South Africa attended. This matter was to forestall a wider war that is threatened or possible, given Hezbollah's threat against Israel, given Iran's threat against the whole region. We know that there's been evidence of a wider war with missiles fired out of Yemen by the Houthis, with attacks on American deployment in Iraq and Syria. The situation is wide scale right now, and it will get wider. I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, because Gregory has written cogently over the years about the Red Med, the Red Sea flowing into the Mediterranean. The whole of this region is now in motion and with great turmoil. I go to Ethiopia. Ethiopia taking part in trilateral talks with negotiated outcome. This is a story by Ethiopian Herald Addis Ababa. Ethiopia is participating in the third round trilateral talks on Abay Dam with a commitment to a negotiated outcome. The third round trilateral talks on Abay Dam among Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan started in Cairo in these last hours. Gregory, a very good evening to you. Talks between Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan. That looks like a positive step given a year past we were reporting on the Ethiopian administration under assault by its neighborhood and in the midst of a civil war. Is this positive or are things getting worse in the region? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it's important to understand that the issue around the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, now called the Abay Dam. Abay means Nile, so this is the Nile Dam. This is all old news. Neither the Egyptians nor the Sudanese are as concerned about it as they claimed to be. The Sudanese ultimately want to get the hydroelectricity out of the Abay Dam. And the Egyptians would like more water, but it's not going to come from the Blue Nile because there's just no more water to come out of it. So this is really, a non-story. The reality is that no real news is coming out of Ethiopia at present because the country is in absolute lockdown. I was at a defense briefing this morning and I asked the question, what do you think is the biggest war underway right now? And it is not Ukraine, and it is not Israel-Gaza. It's the Ethiopian war in which, in the last 18 months or so, we've seen million to possibly 1.5 million dead, and its killings are going on every day. About 26 million people are internally displaced people. They've been forced out of their homes. The war is going on because Prime Minister Ali Ahmed Abiy is really fighting to keep his job because he's performed so badly. And he's seeing defections from the Ethiopian National Defense Forces to what you could call insurgents, but people who have been attacked by Abiy's forces. The interesting thing is that the war against the former government, the Tigray Popular Liberation Front government, went well for Abiy, and that was suppressed. And the people in Tigray are really impoverished. The Amhara people were the next to come under Abiy's attack, and that's where the fighting is going on right now against the not only the Amhara but also the Afar people, who are Muslims, and also other people. And Abiy is also attacking his own Oromo people. So it's a major war, and I think we're going to see some things come of that. Abiy has threatened to declare war on neighboring Eritrea, which is very significant because he just got the Nobel Peace Prize for making peace with Eritrea. So things aren't looking good there. And this is critical, and it links in with the Israel-Hamas war, which is, as you say, threatens to go broader, because it all threatens the stability of the Red Sea, Suez, Sea Lane. It was no wonder that when President Sisi of Egypt called his Mediterranean basin compatriots. He didn't actually invite the president of Turkey, because Turkey is the instigator of this, one of the instigators of this current Israel-Turkey crisis. But Turkey is also involved in other areas, including the Sudan and, in particular, Eritrea and Ethiopia. So it's a situation where there are a lot of people ready and waiting to light the blue touch paper, if you like. So this is very significant. The United States proposed at the New Delhi G20 conference a new treaty called IMEC, the India, Middle East, Europe corridor, to build a trade corridor across the Middle East. But it basically was an attempt to stop the great progress in the region by the Russians, for example, who have a trade corridor now from St. Petersburg down to the Indian Ocean and on to India. And he's proposed something which has no real meat on the bones. So what right now we're seeing all of these disparate elements and conflicts coming into focus, including, as you said, the Houthi engagement in the war on the side of the of Hamas. So you've got all of these things coming together and could become very, very serious. The United States actually did not help stabilize the situation in Ethiopia and fostered the civil war until about a year ago. And now it has no leverage at all over the Ethiopian government or, for that matter, the Egyptian government.
Gregory, what is the worst-case scenario of Ethiopia? Is it fragmenting into areas in competition with each other, a perpetual war between organizations?
Well, what's happening now is that Abiy started was a war against the Amhara and Afar peoples, who have defended themselves, and they have created their own militias that call themselves Fano, and they have been significantly and soundly defeating the National Defense Forces because they've come out as the Ethiopian group. So they are actually now bringing in elements from all around Ethiopia, so that this is now seen as an Ethiopian movement to save Ethiopia and to bring in the 1973 constitution, which was proposed by the late Emperor Haile Selassie as a way of creating a federal state with a constitutional monarchy and basically stopping this ethnic division, which has been going on for some years under this basically the present and previous governments. So what we're seeing now is it's coming to a head. The military, who are facing defeat if they keep attacking the Fano groups around the country, may join them and declare a state of emergency in the country. There's been a lot of discussion about the military calling for the Fano, that is, and calling the National Defense Forces to join them in creating a state of emergency under which they could stabilize the situation and not necessarily replace the government of Prime Minister Abiy immediately, but at least force it back into a restructuring, force the government to do what it promised to do but has never done, which is to create a new constitution. And what the Fano people are basically looking at is the 1973 Haile Selassie constitution, which was never implemented because of the coup in 1974. But that's one which is an absolutely democratic, elected regional parliaments and a federal parliament with the under a constitutional monarchy in the British style or the Moroccan style. So that's what's being proposed to stabilize the situation. The Prime Minister is becoming messianic in his belief that he should alone determine the fate of Ethiopia. That's now being fairly roundly rejected by the regional groups.
Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, looking at the concern of the collapse of a whole region of Eurasia, and this is the Horn of Africa. We need to move to East Asia, however. There's trouble in the South China Sea. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.